What's up, music marketers, and welcome to the show. This is your Music Marketing Academy podcast where we talk about marketing you, your band, or your brand in this fast-growing music industry. If this is your first time listening to the show, welcome. Whether you're new to the game or veteran, this podcast is probably for you. In today's episode, we're going to talk about planning ahead and basically the advantages of planning ahead, really. I think a lot of musicians, they've got a lot of plans for what they're doing for their next track, but they really don't, they just don't know what they want to do for the future. They don't plan 3 months, 6 months, 9 months in advance. So one of the first steps you need to do is you need to determine what it is you're actually planning for. Are you actually planning to bring out a track? Are you planning on bringing out an EP, an album? How long is it going to take you? You need to kind of work that out first before you even start looking to plan anything. So say, for example, if you are looking to plan an album, it's good to actually look back in time to see how long it actually took you to actually produce that album. Because if you know it takes you 6 months to produce an album, this month is December, so you know if you're planning to release an album, you know that in 6 months' time, that's when you want to be releasing it. So use your own little diary, use a Google Calendar, iCalendar, whatever you want to use, but you definitely need to make sure that that's put in your calendar so you can actually start for now and start actually planning your release of your album. So if, like I said, it's December at the moment, we're going to be looking at June as the release date of that. So all those little steps in between that need to be planned out on that calendar. That's why it's really good to think ahead. Also, guys, what I mentioned previously is considering what you know. Think about what you know. What happened in 2020? How did you go about things in 2020? Now, having an idea of things that you did previously really helps you going forward, because if it takes you maybe a day to actually record a track, or it takes you a week, you can kind of then start calculating, based on what you did before, how easy it's going to be to actually release an album in 6 months, for example, or release an EP in 4 months. You by knowing how long it took you to actually record a track, write a track, master it, get all the promo done, for example, get all the graphics done for your promo, knowing what you did previously really helps you going forward. What you also need to do when you're planning is you need to be realistic, all right? So even though you've put down June as a time when you want to release the album, you've got to put in some fail-safes that if that doesn't happen, what do you do next? And I would say if you're going to plan it for 6 months, being realistic with yourself, plan it for 7 but hope for 6. That way it allows you time to get it done, and it's not put you under extra pressure. When you know that you can actually release it within 6 months, but you're giving yourself a 7 month window, that really does help you. And like I said, it just takes the pressure off, really. There's no reason why you can't bring your release date forward. What your fans aren't going to like is if you keep putting it back. So if you know and you've calculated that it's going to take you 6 months to produce an album, set the deadline as 7 months, but you can always bring that forward. Also, list down all the things that you're going to need in order to produce that album or produce that track. Now, I'm talking about album as something you're going to do in the future, but you could be releasing a track. But you need to write down all the things that you're going to need in order to actually produce that. You're going to need to make sure your distribution model's in place, whether you're using Ditto or Distro or TuneCore. You need to work out who's going to do the graphic design, plan on who's actually going to design the label. Are you going to have a music video? Or are you going to have several music videos? Are you just going to have a GIF? Or are you actually going to produce a music video where you're actually in it playing your music? You need to kind of work that out ahead of time, because obviously all of those little components are really important when it comes to planning a release of anything that you're going to do. What you've also got to do as well is you've got to ensure that you've got a worst case scenario. What happens if you're out for any length of time? What happens if a family emergency comes up? If you plan for these sort of things, then you can kind of work it within your time scale as well. What happened this year that really stumped your growth? What happened this year that didn't allow you to record what you wanted to record at the time you wanted to record? You need to plan in those contingencies in for next year, because that will help you in your planning process. On the flip side of that, you also need to plan in your best case scenario as well. What if you finished in 4 months? Are you going to be ready? Are you willing to change everything? Are you willing to update everything if you plan on finishing 4 months ahead of time? And lastly, guys, what's really important is you need to document exactly what you did this time round, because when you document it, when I say document it, document every step of the process from the time that you're sitting down now, writing out what you're going to do next year, write down all the little steps of all the things that you need, document that, whether it's on video form or whether you want to write it in a pad or you want to write it online, it's completely up to you. Just make sure you've got access to it, but you need to document it, because the next time you're producing a track, EP or album, you can look back at your notes. And again, it will help you when you're crafting your next track, EP or album. And you can look back in the past, look at all the things that you did well, look at all the things you didn't do well, and just keep improving on that. So guys, that's it. That's the end of the podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you know anybody that'd be interested in the podcast, I'd really appreciate it if you share the love. Subscribe and ask them to subscribe as well. I don't charge anything for this podcast, so that's kind of my fee for doing it, really, is if you can kind of recommend and refer me to any of the musicians that you know. But I will probably see you next Friday as well, and I shall see you in the next episode. Thanks, guys.